Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is brought to you by ProXPN. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We've been talking about the Satanic Temple. It is a New York-based church that is attempting to put up a monument in Oklahoma. Now, I wonder if they had to open up an Oklahoma segment of the church in order to be considered for this. There is a Ten Commandments monument that has been put up back in 2009 right on front of the State House. I mean, very prominent location in Oklahoma. And so now the Satanic Temple, their website, thesatanictemple.com, is saying that they would like their own monument there. And by all evidence, they should be able to have one. What do you think? At 855-450-FREE. Also, the other question that was brought about in the last hour was sort of related to this, is that, of course, the certain Christians are claiming they're under attack, and usually it's during the holiday season that you hear more of this, "We're under attack!" rhetoric. So, wondering also how you feel about that one. We go to Jake, listening in Tucson. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Hey, guys, I saw your post on Facebook and Twitter about Christians claiming that they are under attack, and I think that partially that's true, but for the most part, I don't think that it's necessarily them being attacked, but just not as many people believing in what they believe.
So in what way are Christians under attack? Because I have a difficult time seeing.
Well, not under attack. I mean, in certain places in the Middle East, they certainly are under attack.
Okay.
I think I wouldn't say that they're under attack anywhere in America. Maybe belief has been, you know, shaken in that, you know, community. And I think that they're interpreting that as people, you know, aggressively attacking them almost and trying to take them down.
So churches are organizations, and I think that organizations that whose model is essentially the way you're living now is bad and wrong, and the fact that you're not doing business with us or associating with us, you know, means that you're, you know, you're bad and wrong and that you're attacking us. And this is a lot of the rhetoric. I think churches need to come up with a different marketing system. Like, they need a different way to communicate their message out there. And obviously, there's not one church.
You know,
Biblically, there's one there's one church, but not socially. There's by no means one church. So what you'll hear is you'll hear the squeakiest wheels. You know, you'll hear as much about the Westboro Baptist Church as you do about all the other churches combined. It seems.
Yeah, and I was born a Roman Catholic, pretty much. You know, up until say a couple years ago, I was very involved in the teachings and the Bible and all of that. But what really kind of shook my belief in the whole thing is how humanized it is and how it really, I mean, it's about a God and belief and all of that. But to me, it was so heavily influenced by things that didn't at all seem related that the whole thing is just kind of, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me anymore, and I think that's what a lot of people are feeling.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Christianity is paper thin as far as its consistency is concerned, and anybody who takes a questioning mind towards its you know, beliefs and the book and tenets will really poke some serious holes in it, and Christianity can't stand to be questioned.
Well, some people would say that the Bible itself, you know, like, for instance, much of Christianity doesn't accept the Bible as the unerring word of God. Then some do. Now, so, you know, how do I deal with, they're not a monolithic organization. This is the sad part, is that there can't be an attack on Christianity if they're not a monolithic organization.
Good point.
Right? So this is a really difficult part of the stance here. There isn't an attack on Christianity when you know, people don't say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas isn't Jesus' birthday, okay?
old pagan holiday that the Christians appropriated.
If I choose to say Happy Holidays or whatever I might choose to say, I generally don't choose to say any of those things. But, you know, maybe I will. Whatever I feel like doing.
Greetings.
Whatever I feel like doing at any given time is what I'm going to do. And but the fact that I don't say Merry Christmas isn't an attack on anyone.
Now, I could be wrong, Ian. I want to take, what's it called when you disagree with somebody?
A contrarian approach?
No, you take something with something that somebody
said. Umbrage?
Yeah, take issue with something you said about.
Umbrage is a good one, too.
About any person who has a questioning, inquisitive mind would immediately begin to poke a lot of holes in Christianity. I cannot defend it, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot more coherent than maybe you would give it credit for. Augustine is considered one of the great philosophers of the human race. And he was later canonized, I think is the word. They call him St. Augustine. And he, I think, had a questioning mind. He was like one of the great moral philosophers or something. And he was a diehard Christian.
And another interesting thing, too, is comparing the story of Jesus Christ to astrological events as far as, you know, the Southern Crux being aligned on the day that Jesus was supposedly crucified and all of those. There's a lot of similarities there.
Sure, and there, of course, are a lot of similarities between the Jesus story and the sort of the hero's journey and countless similar stories.
The Muhammad prophet and all of those.
Thank you, Jake, for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. Back to your point, Johnny Ray. I feel like, you know, when I was 13 years old, I started really seriously questioning I'd always been questioning it all along. I think when I was 13 is when I decided that I no longer, you know, believed the Christian system. And
That's pretty young to make a decision like that.
Yeah,
I'm
ended
surprised.
Up holding that quiet until I was 16 when I finally came out as an atheist to my parents.
That's about a right age for something
time.
Like that.
Were they horrified, or had they pretty much gotten used to you and your ways?
They
jaded and cynical at this point.
No, they were very supportive, actually. They said they would support me in whatever I decided to do. So.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, I really couldn't have asked for a better response
from
them.
So he slaps a pentagram on his neck and carries that around for the next couple of years, trolling people. This is one
That's the problem. I'm no longer an atheist, though.
You know, the two most annoying folks on the planet are ex-smokers and ex-Christians, right?
Yeah.
Because they just can't shut up about it, you know? And I can't. I mean, I've got to say, I am damaged as I could be from my time in Christianity.
Yeah, unlike you, I kind of got over that.
Yeah, I didn't. I spent a lot more time in Christianity than you did, and I did it inside of adulthood also. Mm. So I I double dipped. I was a Sunday school teacher. And,
oh, were you?
And went to Christian school and the whole thing. And then at about 16, I pretty much decided I was through with that and didn't make much sense to me. Then I went to prison, and I'm going to be God's honest truth with you here. I got scared. I was scared to death in prison that horrible things were going to happen to me. And I found one of the
In the afterlife?
No.
Or in prison.
And
you wanted God to protect you in prison?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I wanted any kind of protection in prison, and I found that a couple of, one of the nice places to be was in the chapel, and it didn't take sort of long for my mind to, you know, like, I began believing these things. You know, the old, there's no atheists in foxholes adage. So, yeah, I mean, I was essentially in a foxhole, and I converted. Well, for me, that second conversion and the conversion to the holiness movement, because that's what this one preacher that was really big at the church, the prison I was at, he was into this holiness thing. And so I found myself constantly, you know, feeling guilty about essentially everything that I did. And that, you know, that's just sort of, you know, that really soured the whole experience for me.
Johnny Ray, what was your experience with religion, if any?
My parents were Christians. They were Protestants. My mother was from the Church of England. So
was it a church every week kind of parents?
No.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. You can tell me more. 855-453. Are you a Satanist? Because we've got the Satanic Temple website here. We can go through some of it, but I'd prefer to have one on the phone if you're out there. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll free. 855-453. We have been focusing on religions this evening thus far with the Church of Satan, the Satanic Temple. It's a group out of New York. They are proposing to add a monument to the Oklahoma State House building where the Christians put up a monument to the Ten Commandments, about a $10,000 stone monument. Satanists look like they're going to be spending about $20,000 on their monument. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, but it sparked a discussion about Christianity in general and whether or not Christianity's under attack. But also I find myself curious about the Satanic Temple. What are their beliefs? What are their tenets? Thankfully, they've got a website, and we're going to dig into that here in a moment. Also, of course, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. If you value online privacy, you really need ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and it allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth before it gets to your ISP. Your internet service provider is probably keeping records of every site you visit and every search that you make for at least 6 months, some of them up to 5 years. Of course, those records can easily be obtained by government agents with a flimsy court order. So what do you do about that? Well, go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. You download their app for Windows, Mac. There's also iOS and Android apps, plus Linux users. There's a simple setup guide involved in that, but you can make it work for Linux, no problem. proxpn.com/FTL. You get protected online, and not just from your ISP snooping on you, but also any system administrator. For instance, maybe you're at the local coffee shop and somebody behind the scenes is sniffing out your packets, or somebody on the Wi-Fi network is attempting to crack into your connection, steal your credit card information or bank account information. These are all very realistic possibilities.
They're very realistic possibilities. If you're doing any kind of connectivity outside of like home and office,
yeah,
where you have a protected line,
So go and get the app over at proxpn.com/FTL and get started with ProXPN when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth. And also you can use private torrents and more. Just use our discount code FTL20. You'll get 20% off of the price of their premium account when you buy the annual plan. That breaks the price down to $5 per month. For ProXPN, go to proxpn.com/FTL. And again, use our discount code FTL20. Plus, if you want to save even more, you can save 33% by paying with Bitcoin for the annual plan. Now, Johnny Ray, you were telling us about your religious, giving us a briefing on your religious history. You had mentioned parents were Christian.
Right. My mom was Church of England. My dad was a Baptist, a Burlington, North Carolina Baptist. And neither one of them was especially passionate about it. When we were in Burlington visiting my grandparents, we would go to the Baptist church across the street. And whenever we went as a family in the place where we were living, we usually went to an Episcopal church on account of there was more ceremony and it was more like the Church of England.
Hmm. Pretty darn close. I mean, Episcopal is essentially the U.S. version of the Church of England.
Very good, yeah.
So how often were you going to church, would you say?
5 times a year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the indoctrination was too thorough there. So,
but then when later in life, you know, in my 20s, when everything was going to hell, I'd read the Bible, I think, when I was in the Marine Corps, but I started I really was looking for some. I was upset with with choices that I'd made, and I wanted God's help.
Yeah.
And I baptized myself in the bathtub. I told you guys
for
about
real?
That once before. Yeah.
I don't remember that story.
That is funny.
I gave myself God's blessing.
Well, there you go. I don't see any reason why you can't.
Why not?
Absolutely. Churches are communities. Some better, some worse communities.
Well, and you can only do that if you actually are God. If you're not God, then you can't give yourself God's blessing.
Baptism is an old, old rite. People should consider that Jesus was baptized. How in the world could Jesus be baptized as a Christian if Jesus was a baptism is a very old rite, and since you have born again Christians, I mean, like, this is an adoption of an old rite, and the being born again aspect is really not new at all, as far as these religions go. So no, you don't have to be God. You don't have to be God to baptize. You just
thank you.
Yeah, you can baptize each other.
Well, of course, I think you are God, Johnny Ray, because I'm a panentheist.
You would.
Yeah, I'm no longer an atheist as I was for about a decade of my life. So let's go into the Satanic Temple and see what it is they have to say for yourself. Because, Mark, you're saying these guys aren't a religion.
Well, I'm not saying – I don't want to use that right
terminology.
Okay, they do not worship a deity. They do not worship an individual. And so, yeah, I think it's unfair to say that an organization that doesn't worship an individual isn't a religion. But
well, no, religions hold certain beliefs on the universe and what it all means, et cetera.
Right. So I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say is that they. Many people will define a religion very strictly as an organization that worships an individual. These type of Satanists do not worship Satan. They are humanists.
Well, while they do describe their Satan as humanistic, they certainly talk a lot about Satan here on the front page of their website, and they seem to acknowledge kind of the story of Satan as an angel and falling from, God's grace, etc. So the history of the Satanic Temple from their website, thesatanictemple.com. The truth, they say, regarding Satanism has been unfortunately obscured by a history of delirious, paranoid conspiracy theories, blood libel, and imaginative inaccuracies. Just as ancient pagans demonized early Christians, and Christians in turn demonized pagans and Jews, so too are Satanists popularly demonized as a result of misunderstandings, intolerance, and fear-mongering opportunism. While underlying causes of witch hunts, ancient and modern, are generally recognized to have their sociological origins in factors independent of the actual existence of witches or Satanists, evidence nonetheless suggests that the regular appearance of satanic devotees extending far back into Western civilized history. Historical reports of early Satanism are often colored by fears of an anti-human other. However, the literary history of Satan, from Milton to Anatole France, suggests that biblical interpretations of a humanistic, benevolent Satan, driving our highest aspirations and encouraging human compassion, have resonated for centuries. Though not professed Satanists themselves, we nonetheless consider Milton and France's works inspired texts that best capture the satanic archetype as a symbol of revolt against the tyranny of autocracy, as well as the tyranny of archaic dogmas. A literary Satan that holds primacy in the corporeal world from which God is permanently detached. These satanic cults of...
And Satan's not detached from the corporeal world?
Well, no. Their argument is later on, they'll point out that that Satan came to Earth, essentially, and so he's in it.
Cast down. I sounds like nonsense to me, but okay.
The satanic cults of conspiracy theory folklore have no basis in historical fact, they say, nor is there any evidence of a single line of satanic tradition that has persisted unbroken, parallel, and in opposition to the openly practiced religions of our civilization's history. Modern Satanisms defined in the 20th century have suffered from stagnation, inactivity, and non-existent political relevance. The Satanic Temple defines Satanism on its own terms.
You know, I've got to say that I find the way that they wrote this to be difficult when you read it to sort of internalize it.
It is.
Just don't know what they mean.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. 855-453, 855-450-3733. We come back with more. We've got their mission statement we'll share with you in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talking about Satanism. It's in the news, actually. Did you know there are actually organized Satanists today? Apparently there are. Some of them call themselves the Satanic Temple, based out of New York, attempting to get a satanic monument placed right outside the Oklahoma State House, next to the, or across from, the Ten Commandments monument that's been there since 2009. Brought up a longer, a more detailed conversation about religion, and I figured we should find out more about the Satanic Temple here, as we're sharing with you from their website, and would love to have your thoughts, interpretation, opinion at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line as we continue. And don't forget, you can visit freetalklive.com, where you may tune in online over at listen.freetalklive.com to our live streams. We also have radio stations, over 125 great stations coast-to-coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we got satellite listening options, including free-to-air satellite, where you can listen via your home satellite system. If you don't have one, they're very cheap, and then they cost you $0 per month. There's no subscription fees. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. There's our webcam as well, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen over your phone.
The Federal Housing Administration is lowering, making it more difficult to its limit for qualifying loans by more than $100,000 in some major areas around the country. If you were considering getting an FHA loan, what you need to do is call Mortgage Minute Guy now. He can make sure that you get a ticket number that'll give you 3 more months to get your loan. FHA loans are particularly desirable for a few reasons. among them as a low down payment. And the loan is even assumable, so you can actually sell the loan with the house, which is it's fascinating. Rates are great right now, and they're likely to go up in the future. Call Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com now, 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
So we're talking about the Satanic Temple. We're going to continue here, and we'll also take your calls. You can dial in on Skype as well at username lrn.fm. And, Mark, you commented that this history of the Satanic Temple that we're starting with is fairly difficult to follow, and I think you're right. You can tell the people writing this are very intelligent. They're using big words. They sound knowledgeable. They sound like they know a thing or two about the Christianity and Satanism. They're talking about kind of the history of Satanism, and that they claim modern Satanisms as of the 20th century have suffered from stagnation, inactivity, and non-existent political relevance. And clearly they're trying to change that with the Satanic Temple, making news big time with the story out of Oklahoma that I told you about a moment ago. They say
so
that...
One of the problems I have with Satanism as a religion is it has no text. There is no satanic text, really. There's some writings, most of which are from the last 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you claim that you're worshiping this? The being's been around on Earth for several thousand years. How can you claim, supposedly, I don't believe this crap at all, but how can you claim the lineage of this religion goes back so far? You don't have a text. You've got nothing.
Well, you don't have to have an old book to have a religion.
You don't have to have an old book to have a religion, but if you're going to claim the historical relevance of your religion, you should have an old book.
Well, they're basically saying that there isn't any relevance to Satanism in modern times, and that's one of their claims, one of the things they apparently are trying to change. They say they define Satanism on their own terms, drawing from the powerful aesthetic and metaphor of tyranny's ultimate adversary. That's what they're suggesting that Satan is, the adversary of tyranny. Deriving a composite rebel angel from the literary Lucifer, influenced in part by reconstructed rites.
So they're claiming that their religion is based on fiction. I mean, what would the literary Lucifer be besides fiction?
Well, they're saying they say earlier that those books like Milton and Anatole
France inspired?
Are inspired works.
I think that Elvis's albums are inspired. Let's start a religion around him.
Well, I mean, that's not an unusual claim to make, Mark.
He died. Well, yeah, he died and rose again. I mean, why isn't it?
To suggest that these literary works about Satan were influenced by Satan and, essentially penned through Satan. That's essentially what they're suggesting by saying they're inspired.
Okay.
So, influenced in part by reconstructed rites and the libertine philosophical underpinnings.
This is what it is. It's the interpretation of the words of a deity that bother me. You don't know what Satan said. You don't know what God said. You can give your opinions in sort of a first person, this is my experience, this is what I think. But when you start getting, into the realm of, this is what God says, then I start getting all sketchy on you.
I haven't heard them make that claim yet in this.
They said that those works were inspired. Mm-hmm. They didn't say, we believe those works to be inspired or whatever. They're saying they're inspired. That's giving that's giving motive to the deity.
Influenced in part by reconstructed rites and the libertine philosophical underpinnings of the 18th century Medham monks. To embrace the name Satan is to avow skepticism, they say, in the face of all things, even especially that which is held sacred. To stand forth as a Satanist is to rend from the persecutory, a frightened mob, a convenient outgroup label demanding that individuals be judged for their concrete actions, not their fealty to arbitrary social norms and illusory categorizations.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true.
Satanism is not mindless abandon and depravity, which is certainly how it is. You were talking about, Mark, how there are two Satanisms. There's the one that, sacrificing goats and having sex with virgins or whatever it is they do in Satanism.
Talk about a ruined term. Why in the world do you want this?
Well, it's like people adopting the term anarchist for themselves. Another ruined term.
It's not quite as ruined as Satanist. I'm pretty sure that that's about the most ruined term out there.
They say that it is not mindless abandon and depravity, but a philosophy that drives us to lead fruitful and dignified Epicurean lives. Satan, the symbolic force of design that would urge humanity towards refined pleasures of the arts and sciences, Satan, who first brought the fruit of knowledge to humankind, that thereafter we might live not as naked brutes in the wild, but develop our cultural splendor into ever more aesthetically and technologically advanced heights.
I like that. I like that part about the serpent.
Ours is the humanistic Satan.
The Garden of Eden isn't called the Wild of Eden. It's the Garden of Eden. God was keeping it nice. It's not the Wild. I mean, that's a misinterpretation of the book, in my opinion, if you believe this nonsense.
Well, how do you know
that?
Well, right, but how do you know the interpretation of Garden was accurate in the first place and that it wasn't the Wild?
I don't know anything except that I find a great deal of cynicism around these people's religion.
Ours is the humanistic Satan, they say, who would sacrifice his own... By the way, they're capitalizing the H mark, so that's an indicator that they do consider him some sort of, you know, deity.
Okay.
Right. Ours
Wait a minute, they're capitalizing the H in humanistic?
And humanistic, but in the word his, which is commonly something you see in Christian religions when they refer to
him,
to God. So, who would sacrifice his own heavenly residence so that humanity might learn to understand and enjoy the physical world they inhabit? Satanists are often natural aestheticians
they pluck the hairs out you don't want.
Who revel in the grandeur of human artistic architectural achievements while also often drawn to the idiosyncratic and bizarre that are all too typically misunderstood, feared, and discarded. With compassion, the Satanic Temple accepts all who are just and compassionate. Though we have far to go before public education leads to a mainstream embrace of our satanic religion... You do have a long way to go on that one. We feel that our own public coming out will go a long way toward raising the consciousness of the populace, and the social environment has never yet been better prepared for the welcoming of a new satanic era. From thesatanictemple.com.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel, I'm not asking what you think, and I generally try to steer away from what people feel, because it's a pretty base thing to ask. When you read this, do you feel that this is a lampoon of Christianity?
No. No?
You think that these people are legit? You feel like they're legit? Like that they really believe this stuff?
I've never talked to one of them, so I can't really say.
I'm
for
talking
sure.
about you're reading their website. You've spent time
I'm
on their
not,
website.
I'm not going to go out on a limb. And
I'm
say
not
for
asking
sure.
you to go out on a limb. I asked you what you feel. This is gut
check here.
They
seem sincere. I mean, they're going to spend $20,000 on a monument at the Oklahoma State House. That's a pretty expensive troll.
Yeah, but yeah, people will troll religion hard. They're damaged.
We'll come back with more here in moments. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control here. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you need to call on the same topic we're discussing. It is Free Talk Live, so open phones all the time at 855-450-FREE. But we are talking about Satanism. In this case, what sparked the discussion was a group called the Satanic Temple proposing a $20,000 monument to Satanism to be placed out in front of the Oklahoma State House because some Christians got themselves a $10,000 monument to the Ten Commandments placed out in front of the courthouse, or excuse me, not courthouse, State House, back in 2009. Now, Mark, you had asked the question, do you think or do you feel that the Satanic Temple is a group of trolls, or do they actually believe in Satan and Satanism?
Yeah, pretty much to my question.
Maybe you have an answer to that question. You're welcome to share it at 855-450-FREE.
I know one group of people that don't care what your religion is, and that's blockchain.info. You can go there and get a free online Bitcoin wallet today. It's one of the best wallets you're able to get, and what it's great because they do the encryption's done right in your browser, so they never even have access to your bitcoins. It's really cool. And another thing is you can access it through your smartphone, your iPhone, your Android, whatever it is, and through your laptop or your desktop or whatever kind of computer you use. So it really gives you a lot of functionality. It's like having your wallet wherever you go. Blockchain.info.
I've got a blockchain wallet.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go and continue here with your calls. We just read to you a moment ago from thesatanictemple.com, their history of the Satanic Temple. Next up, their mission statement. But first, Joe is in Idaho listening online. Hey, Joe.
Well, how are you guys tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, when I was a youngster before I had gray hair and children, which I think are somehow related, as a single guy, I remember I don't know who they were. I guess they were Jehovah's Witnesses or maybe they were Mormons. They would occasionally knock on my door and I would open it.
They were both.
No, okay. and I wouldn't open the door. I would look out the peephole and I'd see their, you know, their black suits and it says Elder something. Why is it that all Mormons have the first name Elder? But anyway, I found it interesting, because, you know, I don't remember what they said, but I would usually respond with, go away, I'm an agnostic. And, you know, being quite young, probably 20, 21, I didn't really know what that meant. I thought I did, but anyhow, I thought it meant that there is a God, but I don't think that it's the God that is taught in the Christian churches, which I really didn't understand very much, but that was my perception at the time. And guess what? I'm 51 now, and I still have that perception. I don't think that God is what the most Christian churches teach him to be. And I am a Christian now. So I do read the Bible, and I do have my own beliefs there, but I don't think it's what is propounded by most Christian churches.
And I believe this, too. I think that the Bible is it's an interpretation of it's a translation of a translation of what some people had their experience, you know, what their interpretation of their experience around God was. And, you know, I'm not sitting on here as an atheist. I'm certainly not. I just don't think that it seems what seems unwise to me is to center one's belief of around God on a 2,000-year-old book. It's not actually that old. It was really sort of edited together, cobbled together from other religious texts. But whatever. And for me, that's what you know. The problem is we wouldn't use this in math or science or history or anything else. We wouldn't use these old documents to inform everything that we think today, but we will in the area of religion. And just you know, why not your own experience? Why not your own view of the world and what you've seen God working in your life?
Well, now you bring up about a 3-hour conversation just to get started, and
right.
there's a few areas there I disagree with you on, and not that I would, you know, beat you down and say, you know, you're going to hell. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for not doing that, by the way. I appreciate it.
Yeah, do you believe in a hell?
Yes, I do. I believe there is a place of what you might call eternal perdition.
So do you think that this is for people that don't believe the Bible as it's portrayed, or do you think that this is just really for Hitler and people like that?
Yeah, see, you're opening up that can of worms.
Because I think that people like hell so they can send Hitler there.
And they can send their next-door neighbor there, you know, because the next-door neighbor has a cat that runs loose and they crap in his garden, you know. Yes, there is that place of eternal perdition, I believe, and I don't think that that the Bible as we see it today, and not in the 10,000 translations, but anyhow.
Well, for whom do you believe that hell is destined? Like, who will be sent
for? For those who choose it, and again, you're opening up a can of worms, and I don't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that on you, but it's for people who say, okay, well, I don't want God. And therefore, they accept whatever else they believe in, which is not God.
So what you're saying is more than just Hitler, then. You're saying anybody who doesn't, so any atheist, what about an agnostic? Would an agnostic be going to hell because they just don't know? They haven't accepted it, right?
And my Christian brethren would call those people lukewarm. But fine, you know, whatever. I think the agnostic is far less prideful than the atheist.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. Will the agnostic be going to hell under your particular belief system?
Oh, wow. Again, wow. We have till what, 6 o'clock Pacific time?
but yeah, agnostic really means simply you don't know whether or not God exists.
Without knowledge, yes.
Right, so that person could not fit into Joe's description.
Well, that's why I'm asking Joe. I'm not real clear, because Joe
I'm speaking for Joe now, Joe's on the level.
Somebody who doesn't accept God, right? Wouldn't an agnostic qualify under that?
Well, broadly speaking, I think, and I'm talking to Ian.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, Ian, broadly speaking, I would say that an agnostic does not accept God, or at least the God of...
What about me as a panentheist? I think everything is God, and everything outside of everything else is also. So that which is metaphysical and that which is physical.
Wow, that can of worms just keeps
getting... Ian bigger. Likes worms.
We have to have worms all over the show. That's just talk
radio
for you.
That's right, I'm certainly not dodging your question. It's just difficult to answer in a short time frame. And how I see things is, yes, I believe there is a God, and I believe that...
Does your God have to be separate from you, or can you be part of God and still go to the not go to hell under Joe's belief system?
Say that again, Ian?
Well, a lot of Christians believe that God is separate from them, that, you know, he's this creator out there somewhere.
Oh, yes. And, yes, I believe that to be, yes.
And I believe that everything is God, so I don't believe that I'm separate from God. What does that mean for me as far as, you know, my destiny in your little belief system?
Well, when you say somebody's little belief system, then you have to be aware that that same person can come back and say, well, in your little belief system, Ian.
Yeah. Feel free. Just answer the question, please. I'd really like to hear your opinion.
So do I believe that that I am separate from God? Well, I believe that I am separate from God in the same way that physically, in the physical plane, I am separate from my own earthly father, yes.
Hmm. Okay, but that didn't answer my question about what you think will happen to me who believes I'm not separate from God. So what would happen to me?
I think that if you have the understanding of your own wickedness, and I know you have it, and I know you're thinking of things right now that that you know that you've done in your life that are wicked, whatever those may be, that if you believe that you can make those right yourself, that that you're barking up the wrong tree, and you're not gonna make those things right yourself, and you have to understand your own depravity, and you have to realize that you do have a creator. And for you to make those things right and to be in concordance with your Heavenly Father, you have to accept the fact that you can do nothing to make those things right, but you simply have to understand that, again, you...
Wow, that sounds really defeatist and disempowering. I thank you for the call tonight, Joe, and you didn't answer the question, but I'm going to presume you were intending to say that I'm going to hell. So, anyway, thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE.
No, I don't love it. It's crazy how you change sometimes when somebody... Was it just because he was a Christian that you became so upset?
What makes you think I'm upset?
You're rigid, and you...
I just wanted him to answer the damn question. I mean, I asked him the question 5 times at least.
I thought Joe was better than a lot of adherence to
I thought he was very good at talking, but he wasn't very good at answering the question.
I thought he did answer the question.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. He didn't answer it straight. More coming up. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is next.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No, Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.